If you watch WGN-TV Morning News, you see Larry Potash in his suit and tie. But if you watch the backstory, you see Larry in his leather jacket. That's the big difference in the two broadcasts, isn't it, Larry?
It is the main difference and the most important one.
By the way, speaking of that, before we get into what's new on backstory, we have the monitor of TV9 in the studio here, mm-hmm. in the radio studio. And I noticed recently you weren't wearing a coat because... your arm was in a cast. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm like the $6 million man of the morning show. I am on my 12th injury in 3 years. This is a carpal tunnel. I did the left, and then I'm going to do the right. It's not a big deal, but, you know, can't get the sport coat over it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, you know, I like the look. It was a nice casual look for a while.
Yeah.
Glad you're okay. Let's talk about what's new, Backstory Season 16, and it's on Sunday nights at 11 and also anytime on WGNTV.com. I was looking at the batch of segments for this season, mm-hmm. and has the one about golf played yet?
Yes, that one aired, and I was surprised to learn that the first 18-hole golf course in the United States was actually in the Chicago area, but its roots started on a mansion in Lake Forest.
I have to check that out. As we mentioned, those are available on WGNTV.com. Mm-hmm. So I never heard anything about the history of golf having anything to do with our area. How did you discover this information?
Well, I live in Lake Forest, so I hang out at the Lake Forest History Center and Library quite a bit. So you hear things, and I heard about this story, and I'd never heard of it. That it's now green public space on the bluff above the beach in Lake Forest. But at the time, that was part of the estate that's there. And some guy came down from Scotland and said, hey, I want to show you guys this game. And the World's Fair happened to be in town. So it was the platform to kind of launch golf in America, certainly in the Midwest. And the first 18-hole course was, and four holes still remain, in what is now, I want to say, down Arlington Heights, but it's not Arlington. It's one somewhere out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's such beautiful landscape, beautiful land and scenery in that Lake Forest area.
Yeah.
Not surprising. I know you also did a feature on Ray Bradbury, didn't you?
Yeah, he's from Waukegan, which maybe listeners know, and he's just a prolific writer. And what I'm not a Star Trek guy per se, but I appreciate science fiction, and it's just interesting to learn how these guys, back when it was this weird subculture, were really giving us lessons for the future. Mm-hmm. And one of those lessons from Ray Bradbury is we're going to get connected to our devices in such a way that we are going to become disconnected from each other, and he certainly was right.
We got to meet him one time.
My wife
and I. He was living in the Los Angeles area.
Yes,
and his house was it looked like a museum of the movies and science fiction. He had all these stories, these connections to Rod Serling.
Yes.
What a fascinating guy! And grew up right in this area.
Yeah. Wow, that's great that you met him. He used to sell newspapers as a kid, roller skating through Los Angeles.
Is that right?
Yeah,
never heard that. I was told that what you have to do is bring him a hamburger from the Magic Pan, which is a very popular place in Culver City out there.
Yeah.
And so we did. We got some burgers from the Magic Pan, and he welcomed us into the house. So what was your favorite backstory this season, Larry?
I think my favorite was the first one. We did one on ancestry and family trees, because that's something I became interested in lately. And most of us, we don't know who our great-grandmother is, or we don't even know their name. And yet we are a storytelling culture. We're fascinated with stories. We watch everybody else's stories, but we don't even know our own. So I explored that, and I found that Ancestry.com is very easy to use. And I've just been fascinated by all these names that are connected to you directly, and you know nothing about them. You'll probably never have a picture of them. But I like filling in the blanks of your your own backstory.
Right. Yeah, that's great that you did that. Mm-hmm. And so many people, you know, when you first heard about, what was it, 23 or whatever?
Yeah, 23 and Me, right.
Yeah, and a bunch of those other sites you could go to or buy and find out about your history. A lot of people did that.
Yeah, and I think it's gotten a lot better, the technology. So what 23andMe used to do, they come back and say, well, you're 40% Asian. Thanks. You know, but what Ancestry does, it can pinpoint the country within 300 years or something like that. So it really, I was really kind of fascinated by it.
And also, it's great that you pull out these old clips, rarely seen footage from the Chicago Film Archive. I don't even know what the Chicago Film Archive is.
Right. Right. It's it's sort of this nonprofit that I think that was the Chicago Public Library had just a bunch of random film from random filmmakers, and they were going to chuck it in the wastebasket or something. And somebody came along and said, no, we should save those. And we found an old clip of Stephen Colbert when he was a student, but it was in the 90s. So, you know, it was some kind of low budget film. We found a lot of great stuff in there. Stop motion animation that was, you know, somewhat new, and some guy in Winnetka doing that to show how flowers grow. It was like being on TikTok and just flipping from next thing, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing.
Yeah, like being in the YouTube rabbit hole.
Right, exactly. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the Backstory Rabbit Hole, Sunday nights at 11 on WGN TV and anytime on WGNTV.com. So check out Backstory. And, Larry, try not to injure yourself on the morning news, okay?
I'm going
to
wrap myself in bubble wrap.
And once again, you want to see Larry in the leather jacket, watch Backstory. And always good to catch up with you. Be well, Larry.
Thank you, Bob.